Welcome to the Revitalization Blueprint Podcast. I'm your host, Ollie Matthews, an expert when it comes to health optimization for successful entrepreneurs. Here, you will find all you need to make sure you can fully optimize your health, transforming your body, mind, business, and relationships to become the upgraded 100% revitalized modern man that you deserve to be. Enjoy. Ollie Matthews here, creator of the Revitalization Blueprint and health optimization coach for some of the world's leading entrepreneurs. Before we dive into nootropics, I want to actually tell you about my 7-day health optimization Kickstarter. It's free, and once you've watched this video, if you want to go to revitalizationblueprint.com/7 days, you can sign up to the list, and what will happen is you'll get an email each day for 7 days. In fact, it's about 10-12 days when it comes to the bonus material at the end. A small video, very short video, that you can implement the content in there every single day and kickstart your health optimization. So nootropics are, it's kind of a buzzword nowadays. So many entrepreneurs seem to be having nootropics. And when you look at it, what actually they are, people have called them as smart drugs. And in fact, there was a study in the Telegraph that said over 25% of students were actually using nootropics through their studies. When they go through university, when they go through, and one of the places in the studies was Oxford, another one was Cambridge, and you think these high performing universities over here in the UK, they're having to pop these pills in order to make sure they can get the results due to the time they have in the day. Nootropics are going to be different things, and they are everywhere. So you've got things like modafinil, which is going to help with focus, with motivation, with attention. You've got Adderall with focus, again, things like LSD even, nicotine to help your focus, your mood, L-theanine to help with your alertness, your reaction times, things like Forskolin to help with your memory and focus, and there are many more. And what I say is that, why have they got so popular? Do they work? Yes, they do work. So many people are taking them, and it is not just going to be a placebo effect. But they can get addictive. Why? Because you like the effect of how your brain feels on drugs. Is that actually going to be a good thing? Here's what I would look at first. Why is your focus not as good as it could be? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting the right macronutrients in there? Are you getting the right micronutrients? And are your relationships in check and your stress management levels? Are they all in check? Or do we need to work a little bit on the foundations before we pop a nootropic just to get the decoration going in the kitchen? That could actually be a very hard question for you to ask yourself, because we want that quick fix. And there is a time and there is a place for nootropics. You've got that new work commitment to go in. You've got that project you need to get finished. You need to stay up until 3 o'clock. But ask yourself, if in order to wake up every single morning, you're having to pop a pill. If 3, 4, 5 hours later, you're having to pop a pill to focus. If you're relying on nicotine, on modafinil for actually keeping your motivation up and keeping your mood to be good and your focus to be great, L-theanine for alertness and reaction times, and then you have to pop another pill in order to bring your body down, to switch your brain off at nighttime. How healthy actually is that? What essentially you are trying to do is sprint a marathon. And if you've ever tried to sprint for as long as humanly possible, right now in your body, you will know you will not get 26.2 miles. In fact, just trying to run a marathon, trying to jog it, to walk it, you will be highly fatigued and have to stop. Unless you have put in the work, put in the training, and put in the groundwork. But here's what happens. Life is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Yes, we've heard that cheesy line over and over again. However, when it comes to a marathon, we need to have those energy stores, those carbohydrate backups in order to sprint past people sometimes. You see even the amateurs on TV when we have the London Marathon and people are going past people all the time. That is where nootropics come in. When you have a time in your life, which is not every single day, that you need to sprint past someone, that is where they will come in. So nootropics do have their place. However, a lot of people will rely on them. It's like popping a pill when you've got a headache rather than drinking water. What is the underlying cause of your focus and your energy fall off? What is the drawback there? Why is this happening on a consistent basis? This is what I look at with my clients every single day, where we will optimize their health. Full health optimization for you, a successful entrepreneur. Is health optimization really popping a pill over and over and over again? Or is it you getting your oxygen mask, fixing it first, and maybe you'll need a nootropic for a sprint in the future? Ask yourself that.